Darn Fit, D1Baseball.com, co-editor, a great clubhouse guy. I know you played golf yesterday. That must have been good. You must have played well because Duke got past Coastal Carolina 12-3, and they have advanced to take on Virginia in the Super Regional. Now there's three ACC teams through. The juggernaut that is Wake Forest, I still can't comprehend, 48-7 combined in three wins, but we'll talk about that in a second. But let's start with the Blue Devils, who advanced through Conway.
Yeah, Adam, they were super impressive. I'm not even the single most impressive team performance I've seen all year long. I mean, just the way they smothered, you know, one of the nation's highest scoring offenses. Coastal had scored 43 runs in the first four games of that regional, and Duke, you know, held them to one hit through eight innings. I mean, it was unbelievable. Right. And it's just running their, you know, their bullpen guys out there. Your Charlie Bielenson and your Fran O'Shell, and got a great outing, four innings from Alex Gow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a fascinating team because they don't have those traditional, you know, horse weekend starters. They use openers. Like four shutout is about as good as they've gotten from one of their starters since Jonathan Santucci went down. But I mean, the formula works, and their offense was locked in. I mean, you know, they scored a bunch of runs, hit a bunch of home runs, and played great defense. I mean, it was really, really impressive. And they're going to be a tough out. I mean, they're a good team.
Isn't the four innings that Gow gave them the longest, the longest outing that they got from any pitcher in the regional?
I believe so. Yeah, I think. I mean,
by a lot, I believe. It's like that's five outs more than they got from anybody else, I think.
That's how they usually do it. You know, maybe one time through the order usually, and then it's kind of on the bullpen, you know. And it's just, it's so wild to see how successful that formula has been. Because historically, we always say, oh, you got to have horses on the mound. You got to have real starters you can lean on if you're going to make a deep postseason run. I mean, you look at the teams that have won all over the years. I mean, almost all of them. You know, you've got a couple of guys, you know, real dudes that you can get seven innings from. And Duke doesn't have anything like that. But it works. And it's partly because they've got the best bullpen in the country. It's a really, you know, Fran O'Shell is awesome. It's mid-90s and it plays above the velocity. And Charlie Bielenson, you know, this transfer that they brought in that nobody knew anything about, he's been nails for him. I mean, it's real stuff. It's slot shifting. It's, you know, a knockout slider, changeup's gotten good. He's up 95 now. I mean, it's a totally different animal than maybe we thought we would get when he got there in the fall.
Darn Fit, D1Baseball.com is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. But they also, I mean, Duke can rake. I mean, they have bats up and down the lineup. And the series that they just completed basically a month ago in Charlottesville, where Duke took 2 of 3. I mean, they had performances, Bashir's, Alex Stone, Luke Storm, MJ Metz. I mean, they just crushed the ball in Charlottesville, and every one of those guys did something big yesterday, all of them. Also, Gio DiGiacomo had a big game. I mean, they've got a great lineup, too.
Yeah, and it's funny because those first four names you mentioned, you know, they're all physical monsters, right? They're all 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". I mean, it's a really imposing team. And that's why I think they've got the most home runs they've ever hit in the season at Duke. But it's fascinating because they're going to Charlottesville, which is a place that, you know, it's about all the regional sites this week. This was the one that had the fewest home runs. It's not a home run hitting ballpark. So you would think maybe that doesn't favor Duke. But then you look at the way Duke played up there, like as you mentioned, you know, a few weeks ago, and they won that series. So they know what they're getting into, and I do think that they can adjust their style pretty well. I thought it was cool yesterday. They had a first and third situation against a lefty, and, you know, it's like Chris Burke always said, that's free money. You just do a push bunt there, that run's going to come home. I mean, it's just like it's money in the bank, and they executed it to perfection. And, you know, they can mix it up a little bit.
Darn Fit, D1Baseball.com is joining us. They won the opener of that series 17-5. They closed it out with a 7-3 win. They scored 26 runs. I think they hit seven home runs in that series up in Charlottesville. That was the last time. That was like the peak of Duke, because after that, they kind of fell off a little bit, which is why Duke wasn't hosting a regional. But I heard Chris Edwards on the play-by-play call, the guy who does Duke baseball, and he talking about road dogs and dog pile. It is a unique bunch, and now the ACC's got three representatives and could end up with two. At least one will be in the College World Series. Duke or Virginia's going, and then Wake Forest on the other side. We'll get to Virginia in a second, but Your thoughts on just an absolute machine, a wrecking ball of a Wake Forest Demon Deacons team.
Yeah, wrecking ball. That's a good way to put it. My goodness. I mean, they look unstoppable right now. You know, I mean, we knew they had the best pitching staff in the country, and they showed it this week. You know, I was so impressed with Brett Lauder having to wait till 10:45 p.m. to pitch on Saturday against Maryland, who, by the way, is another one of the best offensive teams in the country. And you wait around all day, and he goes out there and he's just lights out in the middle of the night. I mean, he's always lights out. The guy's, you know, maybe the best pitcher in the country, not named Paul Skeens. And you can make a case for him over Skeens. I mean, he's been really, really, really good. But to do that, you know, and they just kept on raking all three games. They just put up crooked numbers, and it was just a clinic out there. I was out there on Friday, and you know, it was something to behold. They're just so good, Adam. There's not a weakness.
So, like, I'm not even going to avoid it anymore. Would you bet against them, against Alabama? Bada boom. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. But that's for everybody else who, I don't know, might not be intimately involved in whatever happened at Alabama. But what kind of challenge are the Crimson Tide?
They're good. Yeah. I mean, it's a veteran team. You know, it's a preseason top 25 team for us. We kind of thought that, you know, on paper, their talent and their experience just, you know, made them a real factor in the SEC, and they were. You know, and really after the Brad Bohannon thing happened, they've been even better. It's the best they've played all year long since that scandal. They're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, you got three veteran rotation guys that all have solid stuff. You've got a really deep bullpen, lots of power arms that can run at you. Andrew Pinckney in the outfield is that athletic and has power. And, you know, and they've got a bunch of older players that, you know, take good care of the baseball. And they're just a very rock solid team, very complete. And, they're not going to roll over, but you got to like Wake's chances. I mean, Wake's the best team in the country.
Yeah, well, I mean, Wake's going to have to play well in order to advance. All right, real quick, back to Duke and Virginia. What's the best part about the Cavaliers, and how do you see that series?
Virginia's position player group is awesome. I mean, you can make a case that it's the best position player group in the country. You know, it's balanced, it's super athletic. It has a lot of power, but they hit for average, and they can all run, and it's just, you know, they're very, very good defensively. They're fun to watch play defense. That's what I love about UVA. I've been skeptical about the pitching for a lot of the year, but it actually pitched pretty darn well. You know, I mean, it's not arms that really blow you away. It's pitchability guys, but they throw enough strikes. They take great care of the ball. They pitched extremely well this weekend in that regional. They beat East Carolina twice, shut them down. You got to feel like they're playing their best when it matters most too. So they're really, really good.
Aaron Fitt, D1Baseball.com. It all starts on Friday, sir. You have which regional are you headed to?
I'm going to go to Winston-Salem, I think, for this one, and see you know what the Deacs can do at home. That place is going to be electric. They've had great crowds out there. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Should be a fun weekend. And then you'll go to Omaha when we have the Blue Devils and the Demon Deacons in the College World Series like we all predicted at the beginning of the year.
Exactly. That's just how we all drew it up.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, Adam. Take care.